How about CLL? What's new?
CLL, I think, you know, it's been interesting because there have been some European studies. I think most people in the U.S. have been focused on fludarabine-based regimens, whether it's FR or FCR, certainly as part of upfront therapy. And it's been interesting that there have been some studies, some at ASH, looking at chlorambucil comparisons. For instance, we had at the last ASH meeting, Campath versus chlorambucil. And to some people, that seems like a little bit of a strange study, but in part for regulatory purposes and approvals, in some cases that's a very useful study, at least by the regulatory authorities recognizing chlorambucil as being standard. Whether that's going to translate into people using Campath up front versus waiting until later in the course of the disease remains to be seen. And I think one of the challenges with Campath is the infectious complications that you can get. And I think that if you're seeing a lot of CLL patients, it's good because you can get very familiar with that. But I think if you're not using a lot of the drug, just like anything, if you're not using it a lot, the issue of what do I prophylax these patients? What's the best way to do it? How do I monitor for CMV? I think that can be challenging for some people. I think there are lots of new drugs coming along. We touched on lumalixumab earlier. I think we've had some interesting data with lenalidomide. And I think the IMiDs in CLL are going to be very interesting. And so I think that field, and there are many new drugs. I think one of the nice things about that area for new drug development is that you can do a lot of correlative studies because you have access to the tumor tissue. Another area that we're going to hear a lot more about is the second generation anti-CD20 antibodies. And there's an antibody that has been called ofatumumab. Also, the older name was HUMAX-CD20. GSK has now gotten involved with that antibody. And that is one of probably five or six different new anti-CD20 antibodies that are coming into clinical development. And the idea being that these are CD20s that are engineered to have either enhanced complement-dependent cytotoxicity or antibody-dependent cytotoxicity. And again, each of these different constructs has different attributes that may make it more or less applicable to different settings. But in CLL, the one that's been studied the most is the ofatumumab or HUMAX compound. And this is an agent that has had some activity in the phase 1 trials in some patients that have disease resistant to fludarabine or other kind of standard regimens. And so this is something that is being looked at currently in fludarabine refractory, alemtuzumab refractory patients, or in patients with bulky disease where alemtuzumab or Campath is less effective. And so the idea may be that we have, beyond rituximab, beyond the radiolabeled antibodies, we may have one or more new anti-CD20 antibodies that have been engineered to have enhanced activity, and where we use them, which diseases we use them in, how we combine them with standard therapies remains to be seen.
How do you approach the patient with CLL off protocol?
Well, I think that, I tend to watch and wait those patients, and certainly indications of bulky nodes, high cytopenias, or other disease attributes that require therapy on a clinical grounds would be my main indications for therapy. We tend to use the fludarabine rituxan regimen. Some people like the FCR regimen. I think they're very similar. Some of those differences are geographic in that people who are more in the Northeast, I think, tend to use a little more FR. But I think they're both reasonable combinations. And then we just monitor patients. And I think what you do in follow-up really depends on how well things work the first time around. I think if someone gets FR, FCR, and progresses relatively soon, they're likely to be in trouble. I think somebody who has a 3 or 4 year remission to FR or FCR, you can often come back with a similar regimen and get significant activity. We tend to use alemtuzumab or Campath in patients that don't have bulky disease, patients where you're trying to treat the counts in the marrow more than large lymph nodes, just because it's more effective in those compartments, less effective in bulky disease. But I think once patients multiply relapse CLL, there's very little in the way of what algorithm to use and what to use. And obviously, people use combination chemotherapy. I think we'll start to see people using the IMiDs a little bit more. People are using rituximab here and there, although it seems to have more of a role in combination.